extra warm winter socks from all leading retailers. Underworks, the number wonder down under for winter socks.
Well, this is the State Revenue Office have said that there is $100 million waiting to be collected by Victorians. Now, we did a few weeks ago say that there were, that we found another way, Fev, you were all on the, all over this, where you could find money. But this is a different one. This is the State Revenue Office. So Australians have been urged to visit a government database. We will give you all that information. I mean, I can give it to you right now verbally.
Yeah, go for
it. If you've got a pen, grab it. I'll just wait for you to get the pen. Everyone's got their, or open your notes on your iPhone. Here we go. It is sro.vic.gov.au/unclaimed money search. Or we'll put it on our social media and you can get it off there.
We'll do that later. Yep.
Yeah.
No one got that. There wouldn't be one person.
I gave people plenty of time.
That got all that down.
Really?
sro.vic.gov.au/unclaimed money search.
Right. Anyway, how's this? They're urging people to visit this database. One woman apparently is sitting on an unclaimed $994,000. That's $100,000. Now, the government haven't named that woman because that would be crazy because all her relatives will suddenly want that money. But
is she not alive?
Oh, no, she's alive.
Yeah.
But they,
well,
they
she must
can't
be really rich. You can't just have she hasn't a million noted bucks missing.
Well, I don't know. Oh, look, I guess unclaimed money could relate to all sorts of things. It's things like share dividends. Now, sometimes people inherit shares, Fev. They don't know what dividends are or where they are. Share dividends, salary and wages, rents and bonds. Now, that's a funny one, you, Fev.
Sure,
because
you need a bond.
Well, maybe in the move, you're moving house, you're moving interstate, you never forgot to get, you forgot to get your bond.
It's a lot of money.
Most people need their bond to pay for the other house.
You're sweating on your bond.
Debentures. What are debentures?
Oh, they're like, you have that with an English tea.
Okay. It's not a Devonshire tea. It's pronounced debentures, but you'd have to get a finance guru in to really fully explain it.
I've never heard of a debenture.
It's a little cake.
And proceeds from a sale. So look, I think it's worth everyone checking it out.
Right.
I'm not owed anything.
Have we put in our, addresses? Because I put in my Highland Drive Pakenham address. There's nothing there. In the inner city, 3,000, nothing there, guys. So I didn't have any luck. Did any of you guys?
Well, I've done my, obviously, recent address, and then I just can't remember all my other addresses. I'm not even kidding. Like, I've just lived in a lot of places. I don't know all this, all the street names and numbers.
Right.
Can't remember.
I put in all my addresses, Boxy, and everything's in Alex's name, so I'll be owed nothing. And when I went to Yarrawonga, it was in my name, and I owed people money, so I'm stuffed.
Although, remember, Fev, there was that time that an Italian reached out to you from Italy and told you that you had you'd inherited $30,000.
$36 million, I think it was.
Oh, was it? $36 million from a long lost Italian.
My pop's uncle had passed away.
And imagine if you'd given that guy your bank details, you could be $36 million richer.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm literally, you laugh about it, but I was on the phone for an hour and 15 minutes to Italy.
Is that any good to favela?
And I'm not even from bloody Italy. I'm from Syria.
You're listening to Highlights of Fifi, Bev and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To hear the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch-Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
Boxy, this is a little segment that I've got my own little jingle for. I like to call Dad Fails. This happened. That was my little jingle.
Hold on.
You did it yourself.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, yesterday, I had a bit of a scare. Bad parenting. I pretty much saved Toby's life, I think. So I was on the couch watching Outer Banks, and Alex was upstairs working, and Mia had gone on a walk. And the problem is when you hear your kid, and you'd know this with Trixie and Daisy, when they're quiet, that's danger because they're up to something. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, Toby just ran off. And I thought Mia was in her bedroom. So I'd assume she was in her room because Toby loves to come in here. So I just assumed Mia was there. And then Toby comes running out And I'm like, Toby, Toby. And her face was going red and I was like, she was choking. And I put my hands on her neck and like squeezed up and lit. I swear to God, there would have been 10 little raspberry lollies all pop out like a bazooka. And they just kept coming up. Like she just tried to swallow them. Like she didn't. Because she's broken into Mia's room, got up on her bed where Mia's got her lollies. So we obviously don't leave any stuff lying around. And she's chucked them all in because she's like, I get caught, I want to have them all in my mouth. And if she didn't run out to me, oh, God knows what would have happened. But they came out like a, you know, when you shoot like a BB, like a little gun?
Yeah, yeah.
They were coming out like that, boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, how many are in your freaking mouth? My God. And her eyes were watering. She couldn't talk. And then I've got them all in my hand. And then she goes, ta, ta, ta. I'm like, no more. I saved her life. She nearly died. I don't know what would have happened. It was bloody scary.
Actually, how did you know? Because I was thinking, and occasionally, because Daisy's getting used to food, she does a bit of that choking thing. Yeah. Like, you know, she says, and she goes, and I tap the back.
Yeah.
What did you do? Squeeze her throat?
I had no idea what I was doing. I just, because I thought if I stop them going down, they'll come up.
Yeah, well, it worked.
I didn't know it. And there were literally 10 of these things. I'm like, she's only got a little mouth. But
I know.
Yeah, like a windpipe had sort of stopped and.
Okay.
Well, no.
God, it was very scary.
It is scary. And it's a great reminder for everyone, isn't it, Fev? Anyone who's got babies or toddlers, don't leave anything around. And you are speaking to the mama who went to the Royal Children's Hospital because her daughter swallowed 3 lithium batteries.
Yes, that's right. Dangerous. There we go.
Be very careful.
And then she gets, and she go, and then because she can open up all the drawers now, Boxy. So she grabs a spoon, a big spoon, goes into the freezer, gets ice cream, sits down, hides in the corner, and I catch her eating ice cream by herself. She's doing all this by herself.
Well, she can't choke on ice cream, so that's not so bad.
No, this is 24/7. This parenting's a real thing.
It's Fifi, Feb and Byron.
Every Tuesday night, we give you the chance to win $5,000 cash with virtual trivia.
We're also playing every day at 7 a.m. so you can pocket even more cash.
Listen up, because we're about to give you one of the answers for tomorrow. The Cat in the Hat is a children's book by which famous author? We'll reveal the answer in a few minutes.
Keep listening. It could score you some easy money. We'll be back straight after this on The Fox.
It's been a lot of fun for breakfast on The Fox with Fifi, Fev and Byron to check in with friends of the show and people that we love from showbiz and just see how they're going in this unusual situation. Now, this is a man, we touched on this before, we just played that hit. He's certainly taken up some hobbies around the house and it's great to see him on our show today. You'll know him from so many film roles, right back to Jurassic Park, of course, Ride Like a Girl and so many more. All the Golden Globe and Emmy Award nominations, and of course the winery as well. Sam Neill has a winery. This guy keeps busy. Twopaddocks.com is where you go for Sam's extraordinary wines. I mean, what a busy man he is. We've got him on the phone here, guys.
Oh, Sam, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, thanks, guys. I'm fine, you know. as much as you can be after having been indoors for how long it is.
I know, but and Sam, is it funny to you to think that there you are, you're over in your home in New Zealand, but you've been entertaining us, the masses, through ISO with your videos, your ukulele playing. I mean, my stepdad went and bought a ukulele the other day. Luke McGregor, a wonderful comedian here. You've started something with the ukulele, Sam.
Right. Well, I'm actually not in New Zealand. I mean, normally my life sort of is split between making a film or something, or I'll be on my farm and growing wine. But due to the strange circumstances in March, I sort of hightailed out of Africa. And I got as far back as Australia, and now I'm in Sydney.
Oh, you're stuck in Sydney, in between. Jeez.
Yeah, which has been fine. But it means that I'm sort of stuck between my two day jobs, and that's why I've been sort of trying to entertain myself.
Not so mad.
One of your day jobs, Sam, is you have been entertaining the masses on your Instagram from Cinema Quarantino, which Gangland is one of my favourites, very funny. You've been reading poems to your gnome, Sir Gerald, which is quite interesting, quite concerning. But the biggest thing for me was your eye. You've had eye surgery. Is that an ISO incident?
No, it was just when they started to, when elective surgery became possible again in Sydney, I've just had my cataracts kind of, they were overdue. And I thought, well, this, you know, I might as well do them while I'm doing nothing else.
Sure. And, why not?
It's been, that's been a really interesting process. And now I don't need my glasses to drive a car for the first time in my life. And also, I've noticed that certain colours are a little bit more vivid than they used to be.
Really?
Michael Rowland's blue suit on morning television is an offence to the eye.
Wonderful.
Someone's got to be, tell him. Beautiful. He might have a cataract problem, because I can only explain. Why would you wear something that's so loud?
Right. We'll pass that on to Michael. He needs to look at that. No, fair enough.
Now, Sam, I mean, you are one of the world's most in-demand actors. What's happening at the moment for you in terms of the production industry? Did you have projects coming up that have been postponed, or what is on the horizon? Is there any production that's going to happen?
Yeah. Well, what happened was I just finished a job in Marrakesh. I was supposed to go straight to London to carry on with Jurassic World 3, I think it is. Is it Jurassic 6 or...?
One of those. You've done quite a few of those. Yeah. They've been quite successful. They've gone quite well.
Yes, they've done rather well. We'd shot 2 weeks of it. I wasn't in those 2 weeks. We shot 2 weeks. So it was in full flight. And you know, the stuff hit the fan, and we all had to hit the road, get on planes, and get home fast. So we're just waiting for that to get up and running again. I mean, very excited about that, but how exactly, what the complications are with doing that, no one really entirely understands. So they're working very hard on the protocols, but it won't be easy.
The dinosaurs might get their own sort of COVID, could be a new script.
I think the dinosaurs can get it, but that's interesting plot line. Before we go,
hey
guys,
story.
I know we heard some of his great ukulele playing. Fief, can we please, because I know Sam, we previewed some of your outstanding ukulele playing before we spoke to you, Sam. But there was another great one.
Boxy,
what about the Uptown Funk for Mark Ronson and for Bruno Mars?
Yeah, Mark, for Mark Ronson to reach out and say, "Can I feature you in the mix, Sam?" How was that?
I thought that was pretty bizarre, since I'd turned it into a kind of mournful song of loss, you know.
Well, here's the original. Here we go. So obviously, you know, we all know this one. Don't believe me, just watch. And then Sam Neill's version sort of does definitely take a sort of a different turn. Here we go.
Got chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. It's too hot, hot damn. Call the police and the fireman. It's too hot, hot damn. Make a dragon want to retire, man.
That's awesome, Sam.
Do you feel good hearing that back?
Well, I was in tune, at least.
It was, absolutely.
Know. Yes, good stuff. Excellent.
We'll obviously put the info out on your winery as well. I know you're not at your winery at the moment. You're in Sydney, but it all still happens there at the winery. Twopaddocks.com is where everyone should go to have a good look at what Sam is offering from the winery. Thanks for sparing some time for us this morning, Sam Neill.
Everybody talking about virtual trivia.
It's Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Before the song, we asked a trivia question, and now we're going to give you the answer that could pocket you some cash.
The Cat in the Hat is a children's book by which famous author? Dr. Zeus.
Remember that. We'll be asking the question tomorrow at 7 a.m.
It'll be easy cash. Good luck.
And don't forget to sign up for the Fox's virtual trivia for your chance to win 5K every Tuesday night. You can do it through the Fox app right now.
A lot of kids went back to school yesterday. Fev, Lulu went back to school. Yeah. Trixie went back to school. And as you know, I did take half the morning off yesterday because I really wanted to get her back in there. I thought it was important that I ease her back in because really interesting time for these kids that they'll remember that for the rest of their lives. It'll be that time when schools stopped and for a few months kids were at home. And you and I have talked about this personally a lot, Fev, because we're very similar parents in that we actually love being with our kids. And a lot of memes were getting around and parents have been having fun saying, you know, oh gosh, when are the kids going back? Oh, I've got to, you know, I'm drinking so much more because I can't do this. And everyone was laughing, but I felt even in my friendship group, we were all, after I reckon the first 2 weeks of homeschooling, we're like, oh my, how, what? I'm done long division forever. I can't help. This is hard. But once I think a lot of people got into the hang of it and the routines, having your family around you all day, it was so, I loved it. I really loved that time. And Feb yesterday, so I dropped Trix off, and mind you, she was a little too happy to go. I thought that I was a bit surprised. She was waving and loving life, and Mummy was not coping as well. But I did.
Oh, I said you'd be a bumbling mess on air.
Yeah, you won that bet.
Well done, Feb.
No, I was crying. I'll cry again if I think about it. And then it's funny. So I had Daisy in the pram, and we've gone back home, and I'm, you know, I obviously love all my time with Daisy too.
But how did Daisy go, Boxy? Was she different yesterday?
Slept.
What did she? Because Trixie would have been around her all day.
Yes. Well, Daisy. See, the house just got really quiet, and Daisy isn't speaking. Obviously, she's only 11 months, and I'm like, oh, I've got no one to talk to, and I was lost, and I felt this big gaping hole. But for Daisy, she's had a really interesting time, Fev, because I haven't been able to do naps. Her nap. So if I put Daisy down for a nap, the next minute Trixie's running up the hallway screaming because it's very hard to tell a 7-year-old to keep it down. So Daisy hasn't had a good sleep. She's wrapped.
Daisy got rid of Trixie.
She's gone back into hibernation. This is amazing.
I know. But no, I did. Did you feel that? Did you miss Lulu yesterday?
Well, Lulu was awake because we were sitting down watching Elder Banks and Tobes was having a nap, but she's been sort of skipping her nap during the day because the kids have been home. So she had a nap as well, similar to Day's. And then I go to Al, I've got to go pick Lulu up. She goes, oh, yeah, she's not here, is she? Yeah. Because they've been up in their rooms homeschooling because you don't really see them, but you just know they're there. Because I was helping Lulu with her homework. Like, she was sitting down. They were doing maths. You speak about long division. Oh, my God. Some of this math. I just got the calculator out and said, here's the answers. Bang, 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 bang. And she loved the calculator.
Right, like, okay.
It was so much better than actually thinking.
All right.
I know. What's so funny? But
they did all different things at school. They had this north, south, west, east, like they never eat soggy wheat bix, but they had it all about COVID. And I can't remember what the words were, but someone in Melbourne might know because they might have been doing their school. But they said they hand sanitize all the time. They practice social distancing. So it was a real little education on what they're going to be doing. And she said it was so different being out in the playground because they weren't allowed to hang out with each other a little bit.
Yeah.
But then she said by the end of it, everyone was running around with each other because that's what kids do.
Yeah. They do. And they had Trixie had a great time too. And Fev, I did say I was struggling with long division. I really should correct that. Trix is in grade one. It was actually just addition. but that's where I'm at.
You did ask before, what's 12 plus 9?
You're listening to edited highlights of Fifi, Feb and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To get the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
All the single bosses. Date our boss, date our boss. Mad Mando, date our boss.
Tell you what, it's a radio competition with a difference, guys. We are giving away our boss.
That's right. Mad Mando, she's looking for love. She is a single, attractive, powerful woman running Fox FM, and we are going to give her away. And you think about it, like, we've given away holidays, lots of cash, sent people to New York, Tokyo. Now we are giving away our boss. I think it is an FM radio first. And something has happened over the last 24 hours, and unfortunately, guys, we've been busted. Now, look, we have a little confession to make. Now, we have been putting it out there, 131060. We've had amazing listeners sending in details of their bosses, and there's great bosses out there that have been set up with our boss. But our producers, Leon and Darcy, did think, let's go and look for some us, maybe proactively look for some people too for her to date.
Right.
So we, on behalf of our show, set up a fake Bumble account. If you see a photo of Amanda on Bumble, you'll also read this profile. Hi, we're the producers of Fifi, Fev and Byron running this account. We're trying to find love for our boss, Mad Mando.
Oh, my God, that's so sad.
So, I know, but see, Fev, we were doing that thinking that'll just get some more bosses, hopefully.
Sure.
Unfortunately, our boss stumbled upon her fake profile, which was really us trying to find guys.
What?
And she's found out about it and she joins us now. Hi, Mando.
Guys, I'm really flat. I'm really worried. Have we had to resort to Bumble because no one wants to date me?
Oh, no.
You're the one on Bumble.
No,
what
I'm not on
doing?
Bumble. I'm not. Well, you are. You're sitting there in your lounge room swiping right, but I did find out about it.
Wow.
A guy I went to school with, and I wasn't very popular at school, so I'm like, this is weird. Some Lee guy, lovely chap, messaged me.
Okay.
You can't marry him because then you'd be Lee. That would be weird.
Yeah, Lee.
That would be weird. and I didn't – I think I got rejected by him because he said, oh, I didn't really read the screenshot. He goes, oh, I should have looked at the profile more and I wouldn't – and before I swiped right. And I went, okay, great.
Oh,
so I got rejected until I find out you guys have got me back on apps. What's happening?
It's a roller coaster
of emotion, guys. I don't think I can do dating.
I'll take one for the team, Amanda. And, you know, we're a great team. It was Darcy.
Definitely. Nothing to do with us. Just definitely our producer. Yep.
It was 100%. Darcy.
Yep.
But also,
really
Amanda.
I haven't sold myself right here. Like,
no, you have. No, you've taken this all the wrong way. We've got men desperate to date you. It was just really just having a little look for anyone else that might be out there that might be interested. We want to get you the right guy. You know that.
Yeah, okay. I'm still a bit scared and nervous. Yeah.
Amanda, it's all going to be okay. Like, we'll take care of it. We're driving the bus. Now, have you been listening to the show?
When?
Today.
Yeah. Walking the dog.
You going to give her a quiz?
No, I'm just going to. Oh, I should, because it sounds like she hasn't been listening to the show.
Well, it's her job. She should be listening.
Save Toby's life.
Yes. Now, we just did a break before 8 o'clock. There's a lot of bored prisoners.
Yeah, I heard that.
Single bosses
we're
looking
for. Visits?
It's more bosses we're looking
for. Well, if we have to broaden it out because no one wants to date me,
there
that's
could be
okay.
Bosses in there, Byron.
No!
Fraud.
Bosses who've been convicted of fraud, you never know. Are we sure? Can we be sure that we believe Mando's story? So there is definitely not an actual Bumble profile that you've set up for yourself.
No.
Right.
You have so.
Absolutely. No. This is the first thing when I saw that message and Mando and my photo. I was like, hang on.
Okay.
And I text the producer going, I've busted someone here.
Have you got a fake account that you go under a different name just to perv?
No, I'm on Hinge.
Right. Okay.
Hinge?
Well, get off Hinge because we're trying to find you a partner here. Get off Hinge.
No, and I can feel you're starting to get nervous, man.
I am really nervous.
We've got this. No, you're in our hands.
Don't be nervous,
please.
You're
dating Jared. How's this for a tease? Ready? I'm going to give you a little bit of information. We have found someone. We think he could be perfect.
He's good looking.
You're going to meet him tomorrow.
Am I? Like in person?
Maybe not in person. Maybe
okay.
Just in
some COVID issues.
There's lots of COVID issues.
Amanda, don't be that keen.
And if you're listening, we are still obviously slide into our DMs. If you want to put your hand up because we are closing in, guys, we may have the perfect man for our boss.
Yeah.
He's
pretty good looking, Mando. Boxy's picked it and good.
Yeah, no, this is going to be a sort of an online.
I'm quite happy with.
Well, okay,
if
stay out of it.
Boxy will be zooming in.
A virtual date between Amanda and this bloke tomorrow. If it doesn't work out, Fife will loom and come in and cut her lunch. Anyway, that is on tomorrow's show.
I'll just be on the next table.
Underworks extra warm winter socks from all leading retailers. Underworks, the number one down under for winter socks. 101.9 FM.